We're learning Shavati B'Chavadat, we're in Chelek Vet, Siman Lamed Daled. The question he has is, some Batei Knesset have the practice, we don't. Some Batei Knesset have the practice that on Friday night, the Chazan makes Kiddush. Now, in Ashkenazi Batei Knesset, I think in every single Ashkenazi Batei Knesset they make Kiddush. In Sephardi Batei Knesset, it generally does not happen, but there is some where it does. So what's this about, and should they stop, should they not? So the Shulchan Aruch, just off the bat, says don't do it, which is why most Sephardim don't do it. So why do some do it? What exactly is this about? So the Gemara writes already, Gemara Pesachim says that there's a minhag to make Kiddush in Beit Knesset. The Gemara says that such a minhag exists. Now why? So the Gemara is very clear. Because you had Orchim. You had guests who had nowhere to go. People didn't have big homes. They couldn't host them. They would stay in the Beit Knesset. There was a room next to the Beit Knesset. They would sleep there. They would eat there. If you were a guest, you were traveling, that's where you were. And you didn't have so much food. You didn't have wine, that's for sure. And so the Chazan would make Kiddush on your behalf. You had guests who were sleeping, who were eating there. Because we have a principle, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Se'uda. Kiddush can only be recited in the place where you're eating. Meaning if you do Kiddush without eating there, it doesn't count. So why bother? So the Chazan would make Kiddush on behalf of the guests who were eating in the Beit Knesset, and that's where the Takana began.
To follow the giving up one cup of wine, let the guests drink it themselves after that.
So why don't the guests make their own kiddush? Okay, the guests can make their own kiddush, but
it's the same cup of wine.
It doesn't matter. But, meaning the point is you had guests staying in the Beit Knesset. They were sleeping there. They were eating there. And that's fine. So nowadays, we don't do that. Baruch Hashem, we have homes where we can host people. We have guests. Baruch Hashem. But they're not sleeping in shul. Sometimes there's a meal in shul, but that's because of a simcha. They're making kiddush separately. It doesn't exist anymore. So the Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, we don't have guests. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the 1500s already, their houses were big enough to host people, or people didn't come, I don't know. Shulchan Aruch says, we don't have guests sleeping in shul anymore, so it's over, it doesn't happen. However, there is some room that this continues to go. The Rosh writes, he says, wait, hold on. The Gemara said that there's a reason to do it for guests. Now, why do you have to guess? Because we have a principle, Ein Kiddush, Ela B'Makom Se'uda. Kiddush only counts as Kiddush if it's in the place where you're eating. If it's not in the place where you're eating, it doesn't count as Kiddush, so why are you bothering? So if you don't have guests, no one's eating, so why bother making Kiddush? He says, well, wait a minute. Really, there's Kiddush works on multiple levels. The Torah said make Kiddush. So you have to make Kiddush. Now who said that Kiddush only works b'makom se'uda? The Torah said make Kiddush. That's it, make Kiddush. The Rabbanan ate it on the cup of wine, but you have to make Kiddush. Now, the Rosh, quoting Rabbi Yona, he disagrees, but he quotes Rabbi Yona, who says that this concept that Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Se'uda is only Midrabanan. So what? Okay, but we fulfilled the mitzvah of the Rabbanan also. We're Orthodox Jews. We fulfilled what it says Midrabanan also. So what's the problem? He says, because maybe you'll have somebody who's not going to make Kiddush at home. He doesn't know how to make Kiddush at home. He's going to go home and not make Kiddush. So he's going to get nothing. So at least make Kiddush for him in the Beit Knesset, because at least he'll fulfill the Kiddush min HaTorah. You're right, he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabbanan of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Se'uda. But he's not going to make Kiddush at home either. He's not going to make Kiddush at all. So at the very least, you have something to rely on. Make it for them, because otherwise they got nothing. They won't have Kiddush min HaTorah, and they won't have Kiddush mid Rabbanan either, because they're not going to make it at home. You're right, they should make it at the meal, but they're not going to. And so therefore, make it in the Beit Knesset. It's because you have people who don't know how to make Kiddush, you make it on their behalf. So that's, yeah, he doesn't get into that, but normally we assume that Tfilat Arvit should count as Kiddush, but presumably if you don't know how to make Kiddush at home, you're probably unaware that Arvit counts for Kiddush also, I'm guessing. He doesn't get into that, but it's a good question.
Is it only the Rosh that holds like that?
No, the Rosh doesn't hold like that. Because there's Rabbeinu Yonah who holds like that, the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, no, Kiddush Minat Torah has to be the Makom Se'uda. He disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. But the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, not in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes in the Tshuva, he says, you're right, there are no guests. Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Se'uda, really, shouldn't be. But the Chazal made a Takana, Afal Pi Shebatel Atam, Lo Batel HaTakana. Chazal made a rule, that's what you do, even when the reason doesn't apply anymore. And the Rambam says, you still do it. He says, gives examples. We do Chazarat HaShatz. Why do we have a Chazan repeat the Amidah? Because maybe there are people who don't know it. So what if you have a Tzibur who knows it, or nowadays you have a Tzibur with Sidurim? The Rambam didn't have Sidurim. Or at least printed Sidurim. How many people had a handwritten Sidur? But we do it anyway, even though it doesn't make any sense. We do bracha achat main sheva on Friday night. We have the chazan do a pseudo main sheva chazarat hashas. Why? Maybe people are staying late. It's like this is we're in the field. You don't want to leave people far away at night. It's dark. Chazal said to do it, so we do it. Now the Shulchan Aruch says no. The Shulchan Aruch says no. Now no guests, don't do it. So Ravadia is a little bit stuck because we usually follow Shulchan Aruch. Saradim say, okay, there are different opinions in the Rishonim. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, don't do it. It's that nowadays, we should not do it. The Rosh has this, oh, quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, maybe, because of the Inkidus Olam Suda. The Rambam says, that's a Kanat Rabbanan, so you have to do it. The Shulchan Aruch says, no. The Gemara there is very clear about the reason. The reason is because of the Orchim. There are no Orchim. There's no reason to do it. The Shulchan Aruch is black on white that we don't have this practice. And he says, V'chein minhag Eretz Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael written in the 1500s was not to do it. By the Sfaradi. Rav Avi Yosef says, wait a minute, but there are a lot of places that still do it. And maybe we should not be moche, we should not tell them to stop. He says, because nowadays you have people who don't know how to make kiddush. And he's saying nowadays, he's writing, I don't know, in the 60s, and the 70s, and the 50s, in Israel. So I'm going to editorialize a little bit. What do you mean you don't know how to make kiddush? Hold a cup of wine, read what it says in the book. You came to Beit Knesset, but you don't know how to read Hebrew. He's talking about in Israel. You don't know how to read Hebrew.
No, but they're not.
So I think he means that. He says they don't know how to make kiddush. He's quoting the language of Rabbeinu Yonah. They don't know. Hold a cup of wine. Read what it says. Drink the wine. This is not complicated, particularly for Israelis. So you read the page. Say it in English. I think...
So he
doesn't say that. He says they don't know how. I think he's more concerned that they're not. They're just not going to make kiddush, which is... fascinating from a sociological perspective. They're coming to Beit Knesset Friday night. They're staying for Arvit. Because they're going to hear the Chazan make Kiddush in Shul. But they're not going to go home and make Kiddush. Okay? Such a thing exists. It's strange. But in Israel, I think we all who've been there, we can attest there are probably people in Shul who are going to be there for Arvit and not go home and make Kiddush. It's an interesting thing. He doesn't say that, but I think that's what he means. You have people who aren't going to do it. You have people who aren't going to do it. So at the very least, you have the Rosh, and the Rabbeinu Yonah. At least there'll be Yoseh the Mitzvah Daraita. Yeah, correct. I think that's an... My point is that when you read the Tshuva, he's quoting the language of the Rabbeinu Yonah, that they don't know how to make Kiddush. I'm arguing that they do know how to make Kiddush. They're Israeli. But they're not going to make Kiddush.
One of the most amazing experiences I ever had when I was in Israel was watching an Israeli go by the shul and open the Mitzvah door. And he had no idea what he was looking at.
Fascinating. Okay.
And it was like, you know, he can read the Hebrew, but he had no
idea. He has no idea, right? It could be that he just doesn't know what it is. Okay. Regardless, we have such people nowadays who, if we don't make Kiddush for them in the Beit Knesset, they're not making Kiddush. If we do not make Havdalah for them in the Beit Knesset, not relevant to this point. Havdalah is not an issue, but we make Havdalah in the Beit Knesset. Why? You don't have to. Why do you have to make Havdalah in the Beit Knesset? Why would we ever do that? There's no... Of course, there are people who otherwise are not going to hear Avdalah. And this way, at least they hear Avdalah. So he says, if you don't have the practice, follow Shulchan Aruch, we don't do it. But if you already do it, yes, we'll only smoke, particularly nowadays, where this exists. We all can envision situations where it happens. He points out, though, you got to be careful. The person making Kiddush shouldn't drink the wine. The person making Kiddush shouldn't drink the wine. Why? Because in Kiddush, el b'makom su'uda. You can't eat before Kiddush. And for the guy making Kiddush for the Chazan, the kiddush doesn't work, because he's not eating there. It's not makom su'uda for him. He's not eating in shul. So for him, that's the other option, right? But for him, he shouldn't drink, because if he drinks, he's drinking before kiddush. His kiddush didn't work. So either give it to a kid, that's what they do, or he says drink a revi'it. You could drink a revi'it of wine. That's considered to be makom su'uda. He has a whole discussion here. Does that mean a revi'it? Does that mean take the sip of melol lugmav plus a revi'it? Or is it just one revi'it? He says you could be somech on the one revi'it, and that's it. But he says, otherwise, we have the practice, we follow Shulchan Aruch, not to do it. A Beit Knesset that does it has what to rely on, because there are people who not yet are able to make Kiddush or aren't going to make Kiddush at home, and this way we can be mezakeh them in the mitzvah.